Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy.
Welcome to the Crowd Shout Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit. None whatsoever from nobody's. And I actually find bullshit and chop it up to easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today I am going to be talking about, do you have to like a person's lifestyle in order to be tolerant? In fact, I titled the show, I Don't Have to Like Your Lifestyle. Is not liking someone's way of life the same as being a bigot? Does one have to accept someone else's lifestyle in order to be tolerant? But first, some of you probably already heard, Roseanne's show got canceled because of some tweets that were deemed racist. That was deemed racist to Valerie Jarrett. In other news, ABC is changing their name to SJW. apparently Roseanne compared Valerie Jarrett to one of the Planet of the Apes. That's one of the tweets. And Valerie Jarrett is from Iran, so I mean, that ethnic, like, if Roseanne was trying to be racist, I mean, that's really just ignorant as fuck, because I mean, that's not even something you would say. Like, I don't even know any Iranian, any ethnic slurs for Iranian aside from, like, what, sand nigger? I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't know, or camel jockey, but Planet of the Apes, I mean, according to the KKK just, they called her and they're like, wrong ethnic slur. She got, that sucked. That joke sucked. I should have just kept it. All right. So anyways, I do a lot of, I do a lot of internet dating. I go on the internet dating sites, and everyone has gotten very everyone's gotten very political these days. You know, I'm a Trump supporter, as some of you may know, and you know, I have no trouble getting any dates because, you know, I'm respectful, polite, and I lie my ass off. Yeah, they don't have to know. No one has to know who you vote for and who you support. So, what else? You know, this is really hard. Hard without a studio audience. Also, as some of you probably already know, probably already saw this video going around about that white girl that got her ass kicked by the cops. She was being arrested for having alcohol while being underage. But she was resisting arrest, which is a no-no. And if she was a few shades darker, she probably would have really gotten hurt. But, honestly, she was commenting, so, like, totally, those punches, like, totally hurt and junk. They shouldn't be, like, cops and shit. You know, don't spit, like, honestly, don't spit and kick a person in the balls. Like, I don't care how much fucking training you got. That's violent. That's violent. You're gonna get your ass kicked. That, like, you, I don't care how, like, oh, she's a girl. Well, if you're gonna spit like a man, you're gonna catch these hands like a man. It's that simple. That simple. What else we got? What else? Some of you probably already heard this. A political activist from the UK, Tommy Robinson, was arrested outside of a trial. Outside of a courthouse while he was covering the trial of a child grooming case, which involved some Muslims over there. What was going on was in this town in England, in the UK, they found that there was 100 cases of young girls being groomed for sex. Young girls, underage. Which is a crime. It's a crime here. You can't be trying to, like, convince a child to have sex with you. That's nastiness. So this guy, he was covering it after he was arrested before a few years ago for, again, covering it, because you can't protect your children in this SJW type world, or else that's considered racism. Every little thing is considered racist. I took a shit and it was too dark of a hue, and I got accused of racism. So I have to, like, eat certain foods again. I mean, my doctor. Oh, fuck. I didn't really have time to write these jokes out. This is something I've been trying. I bought a book on comedy writing for late night, and just wanna, yeah. So bear with me. I am working out the kinks, the bugs. This is going to be, I will get better. I promise ye. So it's just a combination of telling jokes and reading you the guys the news before I get to the main subject. It's just, I mean, look, in my time working security, the worst stories I have, I'm going back to the woman that got her ass kicked. I am not trying to be a cop sucker. However, as a minority, I have never had any type of issues with police. I've never been stopped or frisked, never been disrespected by police. Any interactions I have had with police were positive and useful. This is because I don't break the rules. So as far as that, white girl, she didn't want to listen. She wanted to fight. As the news stated, she kicked the cop in the balls and spit at them. As someone who has been spat in the face and been kneading the balls, it is an automatic rage switch. I do not care how much training you have. When that happens to you, you only see rage. White women in particular need to stop thinking that they have this privilege all around them. No one is willing to put up with their lying, nasty bullshit anymore. I hear it from police, security, and any workers from the service industry. You are going to have to follow the rules like the rest of us. In my time working security, the worst stories I've had are from dealing with white women that believe that the rules don't apply to them. They thought that by raising their voice and threatening to get me fired, that it will get me to break the rules for them. All because they were not being responsible by not having ID or coming late. Sorry, Becky, you are not going to support me if I get fired, so I don't give a fuck that you are late for your Buddhist meditation class. Come back when you have ID. Look. I'm sorry, like white women. I'm just gonna be focusing on white women because you know what, sisters, and my other Latinas, you already know what the deal is. But white girls, your privilege is fading, and yes, you have privilege higher than even white men at this point because for years, how many like that poor boy. That black boy got fucking beat to hell because some white woman claimed that, oh, he whistled at me. And his killers were able to go free. And then she didn't admit that she did that until what? She was in her 80s? Like what, recently? Like, no, I'm sorry. You have an open container. You're gonna get your ass kicked. You know, it's you're gonna get your ass kicked. It's like you're not. You don't have that privilege. You don't got that courtesy anymore. Like, oh my goodness, sorry, Miss White Woman. No, right here, we'll just take the beers and no, you can't just act up on a public park or public anywhere. And think by raising your voice and saying, no, you're not going to get your ass kicked. Sorry, not sorry. That's just how shit is now. Anyways. That's all I got to say about that. We got like to give a shout out to everyone listening right now. How you doing? Anyways, we're gonna get to the topic. I'm just gonna play this quick. I'm gonna play a couple quick some skits that I made, and we'll be right back. Where is it? Anyways, you know, let me play this song, quick song, and I'll find the thing. So, this is Father from Resolution with their song Move On.
Sometimes not fair, and I don't know if you give. Hello, is this service in East Residence? All right, game on.
Hello?
Yo, why the fuck you hung up? I'm trying to do my fucking job and do a fucking wake-up call, and you want to be fucking rude like this?
Yo, you suck a dick.
You suck a dick. Do you know how to do that yourself, you fucking faggot? Probably wrote a book about it.
Yo,
your unemployed ass, needs to be fucking waking up looking for a job, bitch.
I got a job.
Yeah, wake the fuck up, you fucking pussy. Yeah,
that's right.
How's about I call your girlfriend? I'm gonna call your girlfriend.
This number Trace right now.
Go ahead, have fun. Yep, bitch.
All
right, good.
To just call people and get information from them.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable giving my personal information to...
It's no problem at all. None of your information will, like, be linked to you, and all your information that you do give me is confidential.
How did you get my information in the first place?
Well, what they do is it's a computer generated, like, out of random. They have your area code, and they just randomly select numbers, and they give them to me, and I just call them.
So they got pretty much artificial intelligence picking out numbers to bother people.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I'm just saying you guys got like what Skynet, you know, calling random people to like prank them or something. What's going on?
Yeah, I just have to call people randomly. They pick the numbers or whatever.
Damn, they pay you for
this? Call us. I'm sorry.
Damn, they pay you for this?
Yes.
Holy crap. Yo, are they hiring? Because I like to call and fuck with people, too.
Yes, I do believe they might be, but I'm located in Texas.
Oh, I would love to move to a red state. Get out of a state where people are crying about guns and crap. Jesus. Maybe get a job as a Texas Ranger. Fight crime. Next to Cordell Walker. You know who Cordell Walker is, the greatest Texas Ranger of all time?
I've actually heard of him.
Yeah, you heard of him, yes. He's half Cherokee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. At least that's what voices in my head tell me. Are you laughing at my mental illness?
No. No, sir.
Oh, because I was about to say.
I wouldn't laugh at that.
No. Don't worry, I don't own a gun. And even if I did, I only shoot myself. Because I'm the problem.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Is this a safe time to talk with you right now? Or would you rather us call you back later?
No time is safe, if you understand where I'm coming from. Yes, sir. People are after me. Well, this conversation took a dark turn. So, shalom aleikum, okay? Bye.
Sandra Earl Kelly, 51, from South Carolina, beat the shit out of her husband with nunchucks after he refused to have sex with her. I wonder what that sounded like.
Honey, I want to have sex tonight.
Honey, I'm not feeling it tonight. I'm just tired. I've been working all day and...
What? If you don't come here and fuck me, I'm gonna kung fu your ass with these nunchucks.
Honey, I'm just really tired.
Alright, motherfucker, you asked for it.
Everybody. Oh, shit.
No! Ah, fuck you! Fuck you! Oh, bitch! I want a divorce! Ah! Ooh! E! Nutballs! Oh! Ooh! Zangief! Double six! Super!
Oh, I'll eat your pussy.
Listen to help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.
Hey, what's up? We're back. Yeah, man, let's get to the topic of the show. Do I have to like your lifestyle in order to be tolerant? And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, I have plenty of discussions with mostly women. I mean, first of all, if chicks, why do you want a dude to be okay? Well, actually, no, not so much be okay, but like gay shit. Like, why do you want him to just be like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Why do you want a straight guy to be like, oh, yeah, no, I do, you know, oh, yeah, this is so brave for this and that. First of all, in this day and age, you're not losing anything or gaining anything by coming out the closet. I'm not gaining anything by saying, oh my goodness, I love gay people or I love homosexuality, da-da-da-da-da. I tolerate it. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. Do I believe it's a sin? Yes, I do believe it's a sin. Do I hate gays? No. In fact, there are two men who, you know, who I knew who were gay. One who passed away, and another one who does a show that I've worked on, and I, you know, I care for them both. Would I go to their wedding if they had a wedding? Probably. Because, I mean, you know, they do cater very well. But, I mean, I don't go to the gay pride parade. But at the same time, I don't go around, you know, going around. I don't go around screaming, calling people faggots and shit. I don't go around going, eh. You know, I'm not a dick. But would I go to a gay bar? No. Would I go to the gay pride parade? No. If I ever had a son and he came out that way, would I be disappointed? Yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't believe that it would be a good life. I don't believe that it would, help him have a good, happy life. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I may be wrong. But in my DNA, you know, it's not something that I think it's cute. I don't think it's something. I am not comfortable around that type of lifestyle. Will I go around and protest in front of funerals of gay people who pass? No. Will I go out and search out people and beat them up or curse them out for being gay? No. Will I get pissed off if they disrespect me by grabbing my ass? Yeah, that's the only time I'll get violent, and it's like, yo, don't be touching me, motherfucker. Like, you don't have fucking command over my body. The same way a woman would kick my ass if I just up and hauled off and try to grab her. And rightfully so. I mean, the thing is, it's like, okay. And the funny thing is, you know, in many of these discussions I've had, they're like, oh, well, if you don't like gays, that means you're gay. Like, how the fuck does that make sense? What if you just, like, it's just like you are expected to accept this as natural. And whatever, I'm not going to lie, I haven't personally looked at any of the fucking studies whatsoever. That's how uninterested I am in this. I just personally know that it's not right for me, and I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to look at, you know, it's like, I don't want to look at two men making out. But at the same time, I don't want to look at a straight couple making out. I don't just stare at them like, oh my God. However, if I could quote the talented and the brilliant Dave Chappelle, I like lesbians. I like it. So, but only the pretty lipstick kind, not well, I don't know, some of these tomboy looking lesbians still kind of look kind of cute, girly cutish type thing. So anyways, I like lesbians. So we got the chat room going. If you guys want to chat in the chat room, we got it going on. Say hi. In fact, like, look, I don't like, all I know is, especially also when it comes to transgenderism, like, first of all, I'm sorry. Just because you walk around and say you're a girl, I'm sorry, you are not, I'm not gonna let you go into a fucking woman's locker room. Fuck that, fucking sue me, go ahead, fucking sue me. But if you got a thicker beard than me and say, oh, well, I'm a woman. Yeah, balls. Like, you got these motherfuckers that are not even fucking trying to, like, put on makeup. They're not even trying to look feminine. Like, I don't know what the left is trying to do. They're like, okay, we're going to see how far we could take it. We're going to see how far we could take it to see how far we could get them to accept it. Like, I don't know how much, like, look, that is where I draw the line. I don't like, and I was having this discussion with Nate on his podcast that's coming out. I did the podcast earlier today. And we were having this discussion. I think I don't know if this made the podcast. It's probably after the podcast. And we both agreed it's a mental illness. Transgenderism, I believe it's a mental illness. And these people are not getting the help that they need. There's no fucking study. I haven't heard of any fucking studies that will help them, cure them of their gender dysmorphia, whatever it's called. And these people need help, and they're harming themselves. They're cutting off body parts. Or honestly, like, why are we so quick to accept shit and not at least look into it and say, hey, well, maybe we need to look into this before we start letting them go into fucking bathrooms, start making legislation that forces places to, like, oh, well, they have to use whatever they feel like, whatever gender they feel like they are today. And the fact that you got fucking people that change genders, or they change who they think they are every day. Like, who the fuck? Well, we are Borg. What? It's like, what are they? The Borg that you know, oh, we've adapted to your weapons. We need and you gotta constantly change the frequency. And you expect us to fucking keep up with that shit? You expect regular people to fucking keep up with this? And yes, I'm using the term regular people. Fucking deal with it. I mean, this is the bullshit that 90s babies have to deal with, because honestly, I had to put up with shit. You had to fucking develop a thick skin. You saw some shit. Hell, I mean, you got motherfuckers. Wait. 17 years ago? Looking out across the river, seeing the Twin Towers burning, realizing 3,000 people fucking died. Then now you got these goddamn sissies that's never had a fucking bad day in their life saying, oh, I'm a woman or I'm a man. You need to respect me and accommodate me. Fuck that. I mean, God bless. I mean, God bless. I don't want the government telling you what to do with your life. I don't like it. I'm not a bigot. I don't hate you. I don't want to kill you. I don't want to see you hurt. On the contrary, I want you happy. I want, like, and if you're sick, I want you cured. If you are mentally fucked up, you need help. Can we at least see if they are mentally fucked up? Because I don't care what anyone says. In my opinion, it is not normal to want to cut off a piece of your body. Your dick or your tits, it's not normal. It's not. It's not normal. I don't know anything about the fucking brain scans. And they go, oh, some people are born with girl brains or boy brains or whatever. I don't know. Then maybe that's something that also needs to fucking get fucking cured. Or something that needs to be looked into. Because what if that's an illness? Because honestly, if that's the case, what's the stop saying, well, you know, sometimes people just want to go into schools and shoot them up. Maybe it is a gun dysmorphia, you know, people, you know, I want to kill, you know, people going around, I want to kill people in the school. Maybe we need to fucking start looking at incels. Like, honestly, we fucking call people incels that we don't agree with. I mean, well, the left does. I've been called a fucking incel because they didn't agree with me. And that's far from the truth. I do pretty damn well, especially this year. Shit. As soon as I got my own apartment. Woo-wee. Woo-wee. Mind you, I've had to lie. I had to lie a lot. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Trump is horrible. And then when I want them to go, oh, by the way, here's my fucking Make America Great Again hat. Oh, phew. Thank you. I don't have to buy you breakfast. Soka. Who's fucking messaging me? So, like, it's like you get, oh, you're ignorant, you're this, you're that. Like, look, I do not have to. Like, honestly. Like, I don't have to like your lifestyle in order to be tolerant. I don't have to accept it. Just tolerate it. That's it. I don't have to like what you do. Just tolerate it. And people like me, well, that means you're not libertarian. No, it does mean I'm libertarian. Being libertarian literally means, and I'm talking about the American libertarian, because I know people like, oh, I'm European. That means I'm a communist. Eat a dick. Eat a dick. Post haste. Immediate law. Eat a dick. It means I don't want the government regulating what you do with your life. But I don't have to like it. I just don't want to. I'm just not going to force you to live the life that I want. I truly believe that gays and transgenders need help. I believe that there's too much coddling, and we're just throwing our hands up in the air and accepting it instead of actually looking into this. Because there was a time where homosexuality was viewed as a mental disorder. And I think the only reason why that changed was because of political pressure. I personally, from my own observation, I don't believe that these people are happy. Because if they were so happy, it wouldn't matter what we think. It wouldn't matter. And with that being said, I have no respect for people that go out and punch people or fight people for how they want to live. If you're a grown adult and you want to fuck, you know, you want to fuck another man or you want to fuck another woman, mazel tov. You know, that's none of my business. I am not involved in that decision making whatsoever. But I don't want to have to pay for it. I'm not going to be involved with it. I don't want to have to, like, don't throw it in my face and grab me by the scruff of my, grab me by my collar and scream, accept me! Because that's exactly how I see what's going on. Like, you want to grab me by my shirt, pull me, and be like, accept me! I'm sorry, when someone does that, that's an attack. It feels like an attack. Like, yo, calm the fuck down. Get your hands off my neck. Accommodate me. Motherfucker, why? Why the fuck should I care who you have sex with? Why the fuck do you need a fucking cake? Why do you need a fucking celebration of who you like to have sex with? Because that's what the gay pride parade is. It's like, oh my god, I like having sex with members of the opposite gender. I like to dress a certain way. Like, that's not the same as perhaps as the Puerto Rican Day Parade. That is not the same as a Irish Pride or Italian Pride Parade, where you had people that come from that culture, that had that back similar background as you, and they advanced it. They brought pride to your culture. You basically have people like, oh my goodness, he was the first gay person in space. And how would you know? How would you know? Because he fucking advertised, I like to suck dick. I was the first man to suck dick on Saturn. Like, okay, and? Did that cure cancer? No. I was the first man to catch AIDS on the moon. Alright. Fuck, I mean, I'm sorry. It's like, who the fuck cares? I was the first Puerto Rican to ever do this. I was the first Puerto Rican on the moon, and I found cancer. I cured cancer on the moon. Oh fuck, for real? Oh shit, look what we doing. Da 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 da. Isla de Borinquen. Isla de Borinquen. You know, it's like finally, because we've been so fucking marginalized as a people. It's like, see, we could do some shit. We add shit. I mean, it's like you have, it's like, okay, I'm the first transgender on the moon. Okay. And I still don't know where to pee. Shit. Shit. What do you want? Like, it should, like, honestly, as long as I'm not burning a cross on your lawn, as long as I'm not freaking discriminating you in any way, calm the fuck down. I mean, I'm not trying to be a fucking SJW or something, but if I owned a bakery and two lesbians came into my bakery and they wanted me to bake me a cake, I'm baking them a fucking cake and I'm making that money. And I'm telling them, hey, tell your friends. If you like my cake, tell your friends. And I'm fucking bake a cake for gay people. I'll bake a cake for transgender people. I'll fucking bake the best fucking cake ever. Give me your money. Do I want to fucking attend? Again, probably attend a gay wedding if I know them and it's fuck, because I know they fucking cater. But if it's not fucking catered to the gods, I'll be fucking pissed. I'm a fat fuck. If you want me, I guess the easiest way. Oh shit! Oh, hold on. Hey sis, I'm doing my podcast.
You doing your podcast?
I'm doing my podcast. I'm on live. Yeah. If you want to listen,
okay.
Listen live. Bye bye. Alright, see. That was my sister. My god sister. Love her to death. Love her to death. I mean, it's just like, look, lesbian, gays, allies, whatever, you guys gotta pump the brakes. You guys are doing too much too fast. People are not, like, honestly, you want everything done now, 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 now. And I'm sorry, that's not human how human beings work. You need to slow it down. You can't be so fucking aggressive. Look, it's already a hate crime. It's you get more time for killing someone because they're gay than a straight person. Calm down. Okay, you know, there's a way to fix this whole bathroom thing. Just make gender neutral bathrooms. You know, you just have one stall. You know, where it has like a separate room, bada bing, bada boom. You know, you go, take it, or it's like, it's one bathroom, it has one toilet there. You know, everyone takes turns, you know. It's like not, you know. Everyone uses one bathroom, it closes. When you gotta use it, you know, it's not just, yeah. Because honestly, me personally, when I need to drop a fucking growler, I don't want to do it I don't want to be next in the next stall next to a woman hearing me fucking do my horrific shit, like, and then come out and she looked me in the eye like, you fucking disgusting motherfucker, you ignorant son of a bitch, you fucking blew this shit apart. Is that toilet bowl okay? Like, what's wrong with you? So, like, honestly, I feel like shit when I'm at my job and they have like genderless bathrooms, well, you know, gender neutral bathrooms. Yeah, I don't see, is this a boy bathroom or a girl bathroom? I don't see no dick or pussy. Where is it? I can't tell. No, I'm just kidding. It's a gender neutral bathroom. And sometimes I have to do some ignorant fucking shit. I'm talking about ignorant. Forget ignorant. It's ignorant. Like, honestly, I fucked the bathroom so hard. You saw burnt Japanese on the walls. Like, it was a Nagasaki fucking Hiroshima fucking shit. And honestly, I come out the bathroom, people looking at me, you fucking son of a bitch. you fucking piece of shit. You fucking blew this shit apart. You ignorant motherfucker. You heartless Genghis Kong bastard. Looking at me like I'm fucking Hitler. Like, honestly, that's how ignorant my shits are. So yeah, I mean, there's a way to like fucking do this shit without Well, I went on the official tangent of the show, didn't I? I made my stupid ass laugh because over this. But the bottom line is, I don't have to like your lifestyle. I do have to respect you. I do have to... Actually, I don't even have to respect it. Just tolerate it. I don't have to like it. I don't have to respect it. Just tolerate it. I promise not to get... Like, and look, that's the most you could expect out of anybody. Because, like, let's again, personally... Do I have the right to expect someone to like me because I'm Hispanic? No. They do have to tolerate me, though. They have to tolerate my existence. And that's libertarian. If I go into their store, they don't have to serve me. They could tell me to get out. Okay, fine. All right, fucking, you go out of business then. I'll go someplace else. I'll take my business somewhere else. I mean, look, if I got to know a gay person, well, look, I know two gay people. I would never, you know, both of them I love to death. But would I stick around and watch them make out with another dude? No. Would I cheer them on while they're fucking another dude? No. But, do I think that, you know, being gay and being transgender is a mental illness? I suspect it is. I mean, it wasn't too long ago when homosexuality was classified as a mental illness. Do I believe that gays and transgenders are happy? No. I don't think they're happy in the least. Could it be because you know, people like me don't like them? Probably. But oh well. I mean, not that I don't like them. I don't like the act. If that makes any sense. Again, if you guys got any questions you guys want to add to the conversation, crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Put in the subject, tolerance in the subject. I'll read it next week. But, that's crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Subject, tolerance. So, I mean, let's look at the other side though. You don't talk like the left and those people that I've argued with. They don't tolerate me. I'm not tolerated. They don't tolerate my beliefs. They don't tolerate my lifestyle. They want to get violent with me. They want to deplatform me. They want to kick me off of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, other places. Oh, we can't have your type of speech. Your hate speech. Like, why? Because I want to ask questions. Why? Because I'm not going to coddle someone like, oh, I want to be called a woman. No, sorry. Nope, I'm not. Sorry. No. So sorry. I'm not. If you're a dude, you're a dude. I'm going to call you brother. Say, brother man. Brother man, brother man. Am I gonna lay hands on you? No, of course not. Because, you know, that's just an asshole thing. You know, do whatever the fuck you want. Don't expect me to collar you. Especially when you're not gonna respect my beliefs. You're not gonna respect my religious beliefs. You're not gonna respect my political beliefs. You're not gonna respect my lifestyle, because you think my lifestyle is wrong. Because hey, I choose to be straight. I choose to be a masculine male. I choose to be a traditional masculine male. Oh, that's toxic masculinity. Yeah, really? If it wasn't for toxic masculinity, we wouldn't have a fucking society. Because I don't see none of y'all willing, like, look, mind you, if I had to, I'll do it without any fucking complaint. If I had to fucking build a house, I'll fucking go learn and do it without any fucking complaints, and probably be happy when it's finished. You know, I do like the male responsibility that comes with my whatever male privilege I got. Because all I really see is all the responsibility I had to do. Because the responsibilities I have are still there. the responsibilities as a man. It's like, oh, we can't stand gender roles. Oh, but if a man can't provide for me, he ain't a man. If a man he ain't a man. So easy to take away our man card if we don't do what we're supposed to do. But gender roles are harmful. Well, only harmful to gays and trans and women. But men, you gotta fucking we gotta keep you fucking motherfuckers in check. What goes around comes around. That's what people say. So, I mean, am I lying though? I mean, look, I just need to. Am I lying? Am I wrong? Like, I mean, I don't believe I'm wrong, but you know what I mean. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone. I'm just gonna leave it right there. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Again, feel free to email me, crouchoutradio@yahoo.com, subject line tolerance. Let me know what your thoughts are, and I will read them in the next show. Send me your hate mail. Send me if you like the show. Let me know. And, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
Donk.
Help the Crouch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crouch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.